I was living in Minnesota in 1994 when I was laid off of a job that I actually cared about a lot. I was working in the arts community, and I was really pretty distraught. And so I thought, okay, I'll take a road trip that will make me feel better. And I found a volunteer group to work with in Mississippi for a week. And I thought, great, it's the fall. I will just follow the Mississippi River down to Mississippi. So I hopped in one of those Toyota Tercels that were mentioned earlier, and I started south. And the first place I stopped was St. Louis, where I stayed with my friends Blake and Barrett. And the next morning when I was leaving, they handed me a book, and they said, hey, you're going on a long trip. Take this book. It's about the part of the country that you're going to be driving through. So I said, great, threw it in the back seat. And then by the time I left Mississippi, I had finished this story. And the book is by John McPhee, and the story is called Atchafalaya. And the Atchafalaya... standing on my tippy toes. The Atchafalaya is a river that runs parallel to the Mississippi, and the story is all about how the Army Corps of Engineers was brought in to basically harness the two rivers to keep them separate so that Atchafalaya would not overtake the Mississippi River, and they did this through a series of dams and levees and river control structures. And this was all to keep basically waterway commerce safe for the southern United States. And really what happened next, the only word to use is really obsession. I became completely obsessed with the concepts in this book about hydrology and river control structures. And I actually started to route my trip to stop at the places in the book. And I would get out and I took pictures and I wrote notes. And I had no idea what I was doing, but I was just like completely consumed. So I kept driving south, and I got to Louisiana, and I thought, wow, I can see the mouth of the Mississippi. So I drove to Venice, Louisiana. I doubt anyone here has been there. There's absolutely... oh, good. There's absolutely nothing there. And I got out of my car, and I looked out at this beautiful stretch of the Mississippi River fingers reaching into the Gulf, and I thought, wow, you know, this is really momentous. It's beautiful. But there was literally no more land to drive on, so I turned around and started driving north again. And I was still kind of obsessed, though. So I actually I contacted the Army Corps of Engineers personnel. And I didn't have a... this was way before cell phones. I have no idea how I did this. But I made appointments with them, and the only weirder thing is that they actually took my appointments. And so I would show up in shorts and a t-shirt because I was on a road trip, and those were the clothes I had. And I talked to them about this story and John McPhee and river control structures. And again, I would write notes, and I had a great time, and I kept driving north. So somewhere south of the Minnesota border, even though I had been gone for almost a month by this point, I thought, I've lived in Minnesota my whole life. I've never seen the headwaters of the Mississippi. So even though, like I said, I was almost home, I bypassed the Twin Cities and drove up to Itasca State Park, which is the headwaters of the Mississippi River. And I had this kind of ceremonious walk across the top of the river because it's a little tiny stream. Because it's just comes out of Lake Itasca at that point. And so I thought, okay, great, I've completed something. I saw the whole length of this river, and it's really beautiful, and now I can go home. Which I did, and I was still going to be unemployed. So I when I got home, I was telling everybody about this book and John McPhee and hydrology, and you could kind of see the looks on my friends' faces. They were like, oh my God, poor thing. She's totally gone off the deep end. She lost her job, and now she's obsessed with hydrology. But one person that heard this story was a producer at the local PBS station. And when I was talking to him, he said, oh, John McPhee, you know, his niece, Larkin McPhee, just started working here. And I think she's doing a documentary on the Mississippi. So I said, oh my God, okay, can I have her number? And So I called her and I said, I haven't ever worked on a TV show ever, and I am so interested in this. And somehow I convinced her to hire me as an intern. And I did that for 3 months. And at the end of that time, they hired me because it was a NOVA documentary on the Mississippi flood of 1993. It was like this huge project, and three people were working on it, which should have been a clue for my PBS career. But I think they still play it. And I had completed this really wonderful journey that brought me to this point, but what I didn't realize is that it wasn't really a completion. It was the beginning, because I still work in that field today. And I also still take road trips, but what I learned from that road trip is sometimes what's even better than taking the road trip is to let the road trip take me. Thanks.